Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Pastor Trey Hager of First Presbyterian Church in Mount Pleasant about how the church is assisting the families of the 32 men that were arrested in Mount Pleasant for administrative immigration violations. This is part two of a two-part interview.
The arrest that happened at the concrete plant in Mount Pleasant, how do you think that has impacted, and you know, what's happened since then, how do you think that's impacted the Mount Pleasant community?
So there are several different impacts. You know, some people are celebrating, saying, good, let's get the people out. They're illegal. They don't belong here. And some people are saying, well, like I would say, well, yeah, there are some illegals who have committed criminal acts, and yes, so we agree they need to get out. But then you need to nuance that and say there are also people here who are seeking asylum and understand that that's a different thing. And you can only seek asylum for 1 year, and so they've been here too long to now actually get asylum status. And part of that's because of how the system works. It just naturally works itself out where that's nearly impossible to do for some people. And so I think there are some who are saying, you know, this just isn't how we treat people. Like, we're breaking international human rights laws when we're not providing the right space for someone who is fleeing a crisis. There are international laws that we need to obey. And the other thing where I think I hear a lot of people speaking out is when you think about the Constitution and you think about due process and a right to a speedy trial, well, that doesn't apply to immigration. So someone who is detained can be detained for 2 years or more without a trial. And so they're sitting in detention. It's costing us $300 a day. And even if they are bonded out, they're told that they can't work, and they still waiting years for a trial. So you don't get due process, you don't get legal representation, and you don't get a speedy trial. So that's there. And then I think part of the church's response has been, there are women and children who are locked in their homes and afraid, and our job is just to take care of people. And so without putting a political spin one side or the other, you know, people are coming and they're afraid and they're hungry. And so they're coming here. The attendance rate has dropped at school. I was told that at least 90 kids haven't been showing up at school. At the end of last week, there were 90 kids, mostly Latino, not at school for fear of being picked up, deported. And so it's had that effect, and it's going to have economical effects in the community as well. So while that's going on, the concrete factory isn't producing as much, which means companies aren't going to have some of the cement to produce stuff, which also means that there aren't people working, so rent's not getting paid, utilities aren't getting paid, insurance payments aren't being made. So the economic part of it plays a lot into it, too. And then you think about $300 a day for 30 men for detention costs a lot. And again, some were criminals and are being deported in a fast manner. But the majority weren't and were caught up in this as well, and many of them on the path to citizenship. And so I think part of it is you hear people chanting, like with the rhetoric of the president, like they're animals, but not understanding that it's more complex than that. And then you have other folks who are saying, well, let's really look at the situation.
And I see on the church's website you're collecting donations. What will that be going towards exactly?
So when they're going to several different areas of need, mostly what we're doing with some of the donations is helping some of the women and children who have been left behind or whose husbands are awaiting their trial for citizenship. And trial sounds bad, but it's like, okay, so we're going to let you continue on the process for citizenship. And so we're wanting to help them with groceries, utilities, rent, and then also to help with some legal fees, because even though some of these folks were very close to having all the documentation in the right order from a marriage or from other processes, they're still required to pay $10,000 bond. And that's a lot of money to come up with. And then they're still out of work after that's happened when they come home. And so there's going to be a lot of different needs over the long term. So the finances are going to help with rent, utilities, legal fees, and the long-term cost of working towards citizenship.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Pastor Trey Hager of First Presbyterian Church in Mount Pleasant about how the church is assisting the families of 32 men that were arrested for administrative immigration violations. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.